Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mark Simon joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show from Sports Info Solutions, talking baseball and advanced analytics. Mark, appreciate it, man.
He's wrecked his parents' car.
There's a Yasmani Grandal report that I don't know if you can put in sabermetrically what he's meant in this sense of just how much he has played for the Milwaukee Brewers. He finally gets a day off today as Manny Pena comes back from his concussion.
Yeah, and played well. And hey, hate to say I told you so, but hey, 3 out of 4 from the Cubs.
Yep.
I told you that they'd get back in it. Here they are.
You can
kind of, you know, you take yesterday and you just kind of chuck it aside. They're not going to win every game, even though it seemed like they would. I think you're on a pretty good run right here. Now you need about 10 more.
Yeah, absolutely right. Just win each series. Just win each series and put yourself in a position to do something. The Cubs and Cardinals will beat the hell out of each other. I don't think either one is going to, you know, go 7-0 against the other, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. You and I were going back and forth messaging. I really wanted to address this whole pinch hitting thing with the Milwaukee Brewers, because I was reading some stuff coming into today about how many pinch hit appearances they've really had for this team. I think they, lead the way or are close to the top as far as how many times they've pinch hit this year. But then the success rate that goes along with that and where they rank there.
Yep, they are second in the majors in pinch hit plate appearances. The Giants actually have more, but the Giants have been much better pinch hitters than the Brewers have. The Brewers, 172 batting average when pinch hitting. That's 50-ish points below what it should be. And 311 slugging, which is about 90 points below what it should be. And I guess you probably had that on your mind when Braun came up in the ninth inning last night and didn't get the hit this time as opposed to the Cardinal game.
Yep.
But they don't have they're lacking in pinch hitters. But any big leaguer that you ask will tell you that there's a reason that the batting averages are so low. Pinch hitting is hard. Yep. You're almost always doing it late in the game against a really good pitcher. There are a lot of really good closers out there who throw 98 to 100, and those numbers are always going to be pretty lousy. By the way, Yaz, 2 of 6, perfectly respectable. Eric Thames, not as good. In fact, all the guys that pinch hit a lot for them this year, their numbers are below the Mendoza line, every single one of them.
And that's not good, obviously. Now, how does this compare? How do they compare? I'm assuming the other two are better, to the Cubs and Cardinals, and then what do we know about how important those pinch hitting numbers are come the postseason?
So in the postseason, it's a small sample, and you only get one shot in a lot of cases. I can tell you that the Cubs are hitting 208, which is still below average. The Cardinals are 227. The Cardinals are average. The Cardinals are the best, but none of them are particularly impressive. How does it relate to postseason? I think that's kind of one of those things that you just chalk up to luck. It would not shock me if they had a 4-for-6 run in them in an LDS or something of that sort. If not, when you sent that to me as a message, I was like, I don't know if this is something that they necessarily need to worry about. Worry about Yaz, worry about Braun, and worry about Keston Hira and guys like that. The pinch hitting is just kind of, it is what it is.
Yeah, Mark, how good has this bullpen and pitching staff been over the last, 10, 15 games to keep these guys, only losing two? And I mean, just that's amazing run, how good this bullpen and the starting pitching. Although, you know, Woodruff only going 2 innings, which I was okay with, these guys have been very good.
Yeah, especially Pomerantz.
Pomerantz.
I think if you make the playoffs, I think the Pomerantz deal goes down as a steal. You don't care what Dubon did because you got him to go to the playoffs. the most impressive thing about Pomerantz is that he's basically turned into Hader with the strikeouts. He's striking out 15 per 9 since coming to the Brewers, 36 strikeouts in 21 innings. He's a guy that can pitch more than an inning, I think, if you need it. He has found himself in the bullpen. It's funny, when you got him in that, like, 2-3-4-day period before the trade, he pitched great for the Giants, and it was like the switch flipped for him, and it continued going over to Milwaukee. He's basically reinvented his career because he was a terrible starting pitcher for the last 2 seasons. He's the guy, he's, if you make it, he's one of the two or three MVPs of the team in Yelich's absence.
With Yelich out, obviously, Braun getting his big hit like he did, and you've had other guys stepping up at this point, is there a player on this team that's capable of carrying this team?
Well, it seems like Moustakas is going to, if they're going to have a good last 10 days of the season, week and a half, it seems like he's the guy to do it. I think the nice thing with him is he has the experience of having played in a lot of big games, even if he didn't necessarily hit at all in the LCS last year against the Dodgers. With him, and this is true with the Royals, he didn't necessarily get a lot of hits, but the ones that he got, he made them count. And he came up in big spots. And they needed someone to kind of fill the Yelich void. I'm looking at the leaders in, like, the clutch-ish kind of stats. And Yelich is way, way, way above anyone else in baseball. And for 2-3 weeks, anyone in theory could do it. And it's good to see that for their sake that he's one of those guys.
Mark, right now, your gut feeling with 10 to play, and what do the numbers say? Who wins the NL Central?
Well,
you got that laugh.
My gut feeling is the Cardinals win the NL Central. So here's where I'm really torn. I said that the Cubs would finish second and be a wild card, and the Brewers would come up a little short, just like the Mets. I don't like this is one of those things where you talk, and I think a player can relate to this, like, feel for the game and feel for the moment and what's going on, just the general vibe. The vibe around the Cubs, anything you read, is that they're ready to collapse. And this is ready to fall apart for them. That yesterday wasn't a great loss. They've had other games of that sort this season that they could crumble. They lost Rizzo to injury. There are a lot of things that don't seem to feel good in Cubville right now, and I think especially given the number of games that they play the Cardinals, I kind of want to amend my pick. I always like to stay with my picks all the way through. So I'll say that the Cubs hang on and pull it out by maybe a one-game final. I think the Brewers will be right there. I think the final weekend of the season, they'll still be in it. They might be a game out, and they might come up a little short, but I think they will be right there a week from now.
Well, I can tell you, a collapse in Chicago, it couldn't happen to a better team, Mark. Appreciate the time, man. We'll talk next week.
See ya.
Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Guys, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.